Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, April 28th, 2016. With me today, I have another special guest, and that would be John Wilker from 360 iDev. And how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join me today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Love to.
Yeah, it's great. I also appreciate that Bushel is our sponsor this week. And Bushel is a really, really cool utility for, well, it's a mobile device management tool. And what it lets you do is take all your iPhones and your iPads and your Macs and your iPod Touches and manage them through an easy-to-use web interface. And I've been using Bushel for about a year now, and it's turned out to be really, really useful for me. It's let me keep tabs on all of my iPads and my two personal iPhones and an iPod Touch and my three Macs that I need to have, plus my parents' iPhones. So it's in a sense, I'm using it the way the Bushel developers envisioned, where you're managing a bunch of devices as far as all their settings go, email accounts, the apps that you need to have installed. You can even set a wallpaper for devices if you so choose. And I've been able to set all of my devices so that I have to use strong passcodes. And even though I would do that anyhow, for me, it's just kind of cool to say, yeah, I set that up. I can't use anything other than strong passcodes on my devices. If I need to reset the settings on a device, whether it's mine or my parents, by the way, it's really awesome to be able to keep my parents' iPhones working correctly. I just push the settings out. That's it. It's done. And I love that it's easy to use. You don't need to have like an IT degree to make this stuff work, and you don't need to have tons of money. You can sign up for free, and then the first three devices you want to manage, you can do that for free. Totally cool. And then any device after that is an additional $2 a month per device. So it doesn't cost you a lot of money to keep all this stuff managed and make sure that you have all the right settings and all the right apps exactly where you need this stuff to go. If you're someone in a business where you can't afford to have a separate IT department to manage all the iPhones and iPads in your business or all the Macs, no problem. This lets you do it. And it's easy enough that one person can handle all this stuff. But don't tell your boss, because now they're going to stick you with it. But if they do, now you know what tool to use so that you don't have to pull your hair out and it's not going to cost the business a lot of money. And if you're just a person that wants to manage a bunch of devices, cool. It works great for that too. So check them out. Go to their website. It's bushel.com/TDO. Sign up for your free account and start managing some devices for free today. And it's going to stay that way. Those devices will always be free. And then $2 per device per month after that, totally worth the money, because it makes keeping track of all your gear just so much easier. So Bushel, thank you for being our sponsor. Check out their website, bushel.com/TDO. All right. So John, I wanted to have you here today because I've been doing this series all week where I'm talking with people that are putting on different events in the Apple community. And so it just seemed appropriate that I would have you on, because you're focusing on developers, and also there's kind of a little hometown thing going on because your event is in Denver, and I've been living in the Denver metro area for most of my life, so I really wanted to talk to you.
Awesome.
Yeah, so let's start with, for people that don't know what 360 iDev is, tell me about that.
So 360 iDev is, like you say, a primarily developer-focused event. We've been doing it since 2009, if I recall correctly. We bring about 400 people every year to Denver, Colorado. We used to move around, and probably about 4 years ago, I decided that it just wasn't, didn't fit right to move it around and stuff. So we kind of settled in Denver where I live, and we've been doing it there ever since. And yeah, it's a fun event. It's 4 days. It's about four tracks usually. We do a bunch of hands-on stuff, and it's a good time.
That's cool. And I think you said it, but I might have missed it. The development courses, they focus on development for iOS, right?
Yeah, primarily iOS. We get over the years, we've gotten a handful of folks that'll submit like more Mac specific talks. So we kind of aim it as like an iOS and Mac development thing. But it's, yeah, probably I'd say 98% iOS focused.
Okay, now. One of the things that I've picked up from other people that I've been talking to this week has been that when they start an event, it's not just because they have this whim where they're like, I'm going to start an event. I think it'll be fun. There's always been a focus and a need that they feel is not being fulfilled. And so I'm assuming that's the same for you. And I'd like to know more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that is exactly why we started 360 iDev. I used to have an event that we did in the Adobe Flash space way back, still when it was not cool, but at least it was less uncool than it is now. And we did that because that was what I was in, and there wasn't any, you know, very good event showing for real technical talks and things like that. So then in 2009, when, what was it then, iPhone OS was, you know, kind of opened up enough with the SDK, my old business partner and I were like, we love our iPhones. We want to make sure that there's a place where people can come together and encourage them to make awesome things for our new iPhones. And so, yeah, we just decided that even though, you know, there's obviously DubDub at that point and Macworld, we decided that a strictly just 100%, you know, developer-focused, nitty gritty kind of event was the right thing to do.
You know, you just mentioned DubDub, and for those people that don't know what that means, that's WWDC or Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference. That's coming up in June. And yeah, you're right. Your conference has been running parallel, meaning in addition to WWDC for quite a while, and overlapped Macworld also. Both events that have a lot of content that relates to developers. And even still, I'm assuming that 360 iDev has been well enough received and has been profitable enough that it's worth it for you to continue making this happen. And so where am I going with this? So why did you think with these other events that were already happening that it was necessary to start your event?
For the same reason we started our prior one, community. The DubDub's great, and I still go every year as either part of AltConf or I've attended in the past and things like that, but it's just gigantic. Both at Macworld and stuff are, you know, 5,000 plus people plus whoever's there in town that's not attending, and they're just really huge. And when you're in an event that size, and some of the Adobe related ones that I used to go to for my previous event were the same, when it's hard to meet and hang out with people when there's 5,000 people at every single thing and everything is very crowded. So when we started 360 iDev, we kind of set a hard stop in the 300 to 400 range. And I've kind of pushed it to about 400. That's kind of what I've determined to be my comfortable sweet spot as far as enough people that it keeps being, you know, worthwhile and profitable and it works. But still few enough that, you know, people can hang out with someone different every day at the receptions and, you know, go to lunch with new people. And, you know, no one leaves the end of the day on Wednesday, our final day, and be like, dang, I didn't even meet so-and-so and they were here, because the odds are just in your favor that you're going to bump into them in the hallway.
Sure. And okay. Now you dropped a word that I have heard every day this week so far, and it wouldn't surprise me if I hear it again tomorrow on Friday, and that's community. And that's one of those things that I found to be a very interesting underlying theme. There's this very strong sense of community in the Apple market for end users and for developers as well. Excuse me. And while I'm saying that, I'm also thinking, wow, there's a lot of events that pop up every year, and some of them stick around and some of them don't. Do you see a problem with that? Here's what I'm asking. Do you think we are hitting a saturation point with conferences where people are, as attendees, are feeling like they're stretched too thin, or are we okay?
I think we're okay. I think that all of the events kind of mirror the community in the sense that, you know, even people that make competing products are happy to help, you know, fix a bug or, you know, help debug issues and things like that if they've run into the similar things. We all kind of operate on this, you know, we compete to some degree, but all of us want to see each other succeed. And I think the developer level, the developers are like that. And that bubbles up to all the conferences. All of us talk, you know, we, none of us are, you know, kind of guarding our secrets about how to do events and things like that. If someone launches a new event, we are more than happy to give pointers so that, you know, they don't lose their shirt, things like that. So I don't think we've hit a point where there's too many. Because like you say, some come and stick around for a year or two and then go away. And thankfully, I think IDEV is past that point, although there were plenty of times when I wasn't sure. But now I'm at the point where I'm not as worried about that. But, you know, so I think there will always be kind of a handful of staple events. And then, yeah, there will be ones that come up. And the other thing, we all kind of scratch a different itch. You know, like IDEV is, you know, upwards of, you know, 95%-ish or something like that of, you know, we just strictly developer talks. You know, it's cutting edge or, you know, very current stuff, things like that. And then there's other events that are, you know, more on the inspirational side to kind of, you know, get people amped up to do new things and things like that. So I think we all kind of are existing in, you know, slightly different corners.
Okay. And you said something that I think ties into the whole community feeling or the community theme that I've been hearing about all week. And it's almost the camaraderie between the different conferences. And you said people are willing to share and help each other out and give each other pointers. And hearing you say that at first, I was like, wow, that's surprising. And at the same time, I was thinking, I'm not surprised at all, based on the fact that everyone that I've been speaking to this week has been so candid, so open, and it's been really cool to get this feel from the inside from people that are putting on these events.
Yeah, I've not come across anyone else doing events that, yeah, has kind of treated it like, well, I can't talk to you because you do an event that competes with mine. Every interaction is always, oh, you know, this worked for me, or this is where I ordered this thing, or, you know, here's how I was able to save some money on doing this and things like that.
Yeah. And with 360 iDev being around for several years, I'm assuming you have enough of a track record, and of course you follow who is coming to your events because, well, they're signing up. Are you seeing a lot of repeat attendees like we would see with Macworld when it was around, or with DubDub, which is still going on?
I'd say I probably, and I actually suck really bad at tracking this kind of stuff, even though I have all of the data. I'd say I probably see about 50% turnover every year. Maybe that might be, it might be, you know, closer to like 40%, but, I have definitely see people that I've been seeing since we started doing the conference. Mm-hmm. And then every year, yeah, there's a whole new batch of people that are like, I just got into iOS. You know, either DubDub or other things were out of my price range, or I didn't win the lottery or things like that. And so I chose to come to 360. Or, you know, folks that go to several conferences a year, there's plenty of them. But yeah, it seems to be an even mix of, you know, there's folks I see every year, and then there's folks that are brand new to it, and maybe I see them moving forward every year, several of them, Or, you know, I have folks where they come once and I'm like, oh, I have never seen that person again. So yeah, I think it's kind of a mixed bag.
All right. All right. And since you've been doing this for a while, I'm curious, are there any trends that you've been seeing? And I'm asking this because I started off the week talking with someone that that they're new to the conference world, and they were able to offer some interesting insights as someone that's totally new, but you're what I'll consider a veteran.
Yeah, there's definitely, I'm sure, some trends. One I've definitely noticed, and I'm especially kind of keen to it because IDEV doesn't necessarily address it a whole lot, is, like I said, the inspirational aspect of it. So we're seeing a lot more events that, you know, are a mix of, you know, tech and code and things like that. And then, you know, the softer talks that I actually think are super great, and we do a little bit of it at IDEV, but the core of IDEV is very, very much, you know, code and things like that. But I've seen a lot more of those kinds of things, which I think are great, because I think a lot of times we focus too much on the latest library and all these things and forget that, you know, a lot of us are running our own businesses or, you know, trying to get products off the ground and things like that.
Yeah, that's actually something that I've been curious about. I mean, there are many events that cater to developers, but the notion that they are also business people, which they are, seems to be lost a lot of the time. And knowing that people are looking at how they can promote their own products and how they can shine the spotlight on themselves in this community, that's kind of a big thing. Is that something you're seeing people asking for?
Absolutely. And probably, so we kind of break down into four tracks. Typically it's like, you know, development, design, business, and then lately it's been kind of just a nebulous other of like wearable tech or, you know, things like that to kind of fall into that fourth bucket. But definitely the second largest track we have at 360 is business. I have at least one session per time slot every day. Cause yeah, a lot of folks are either doing, you know, they're consultants, which, you know, they're still running their own business, or they've got, you know, apps and stuff or products out there. And so, yeah, they want to talk as much about code as about how do I not fail as a business, or how do I market better, or, you know, things like that. We have talks where folks will get up and talk about, you know, their biggest failures and how, you know, this business collapsed and now they're on their second one or third or whatever, things like that.
Now, the whole thing with Macworld, because that's something that just comes up a lot, because that was the big show for so long. That was, for a lot of people in the Apple community, a mecca of sorts. Mm-hmm. And since you have overlapped that, and you've been around long enough to see a lot of the changes in the way dub happens, have you seen a change in the way people perceive what I'm calling the boutique conferences, which would be the smaller ones, and actually you're probably like at the high end of that with 400 attendees every year. But have you noticed a change in the way people are perceiving these events?
Absolutely. In the early days, we'd see people that would be like, oh, well, you know, I'm thinking about going to DubDub or Macworld, or, you know, there's these other, you know, and then they'd kind of lump us in with, well, there's this regional one. And it didn't help when we moved around. And then we really were kind of more regional because our attendance was smaller as we moved. But, mm-hmm. And then that's, I've noticed it still exists, but I, at least in regards to 360, has faded a little bit. So now I see people that are like, I'm not even going to try and go to DubDub this year. I'm just going to IDEV. Like, I've managed to, my company's paying to send me there, or I'm deciding to go there instead of even trying. Whereas in the past, a lot of times, especially because we're in August, September, so we fall right after DubDub, mm-hmm. we get a ton of people that would be like, well, if DubDub doesn't work out for me, I'll go to IDEV. And that's much less the case now. It's definitely still a large case, but yeah, there's a lot more people now that will tell us, you know, over Twitter, or just, you know, when they see me in at the conference, that, you know, they made the choice to do my event. And even a lot of times it's, you know, they're like, oh, I chose 360 and another one, just, you know, the costs end up being a little bit less than the expense of DubDub or some of the, you know, the larger ones in bigger cities that cost more.
Sure. And I'm looking at the time. Holy crap. That went way too fast. We're out of time. We have to wrap up.
Too much fun.
I know. I know. So thank you so much for taking the time to join me today. And also, thank you for hosting a recurring event in Denver. It's such a cool place, and there are so few events that happen here. So thank you for that, too.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, and Bushel, thank you for being our sponsor today. Head over to their website, bushel.com/TDO, and sign up for your free account and get your three devices managed for free. And listeners, thank you for joining us. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.